You have to make a mizbech from Adoma. So Dashen Shihei Mechuber Mei Adoma. It should be attached to the ground. The mizbech has to be attached to the ground. And with Dashen it means to say Shlo Yivnenu Lo Yaga B'Mechilois Lo Yaga B'Kipin. That you're not allowed to build a mizbech not on top of tunnels, not on top of Kipin, like a little keep little hills. It has to be on top of the Adoma itself, not elevated. Someone said, let's read the Chiddush over here is the Bot Rebetzure. In such a case, where let's say they made the Mizbech a little bit shorter than it was supposed to be, so they made it a little bit shorter, that's the Pshad, that Mokum, even though now it's on the Karka, because we're not talking about underneath the Mizbech, we're not talking about on the sides of the Mizbech, we're talking about directly underneath the Mizbech itself, where you made the Mizbech a little bit shorter. The Bot Rashi says, in Nimlech Lekatzras Mizbech, and therefore now the northern side of the Mizbech is like it's empty. There's no Mizbech there. And you shecht it over there, it's like a psula. So that's the proof that the pshat from Rabbi Yossi is that Avad is a Mizbech, the whole Mizbech, the whole Mokum of the Mizbech, really is on Doron's side of the Azara. Sofren first starts after the Mizbech. And the reason why a shechita on top of the Mizbech is kosher, that's the Znugzorah Sekosif. The top of the Mizbech is kosher, but in the case where we make the Mizbech shorter and the extra foot or two in front of the Mizbech towards the Tzofen side, that Mokum there will be possible for Shechita B'Kodesh Kodoshim. Because the Maisa, it's not on the north side of the Azara. That's still considered the Dorm side of the Azara. Omer Rabbi Zerah, says, Ev She'isa Lohod Rabbi Yechanan, is it possible that you're from Yechanan? It doesn't say anywhere. And that's what Yechanan said before of Shani of Yesi, that really the whole Mizbech is B'tzof and Koi. And we don't find any remez in the Mishnah. Like, how is that possible? That was the first Pshar of Rabbi Yechanan, that he learned Shani of Yesi, that the whole Mizbech is on Tzofen. Where's the remez for that? That's the most kasha now. If she eats the Lord of Rabbi Yechon, what's an inner law? The Masnissan is no mission. It says like that. Smor says, not that they went out, doch, they checked the Ashkech and they found. That's now read like this. Biru Mishom Atzeitaino Yofim Leseda Maroko Shnia Shekoteros Kineged Karen Marovis Dreimis. So Rashi explained that this Mishnah Talmud means again that Birur Mishom they chose from there. Rashi says it means Midiraitzim from the room where they stored away the wood. Is Atzei Teina Yofim. They set aside good wood from a teina, from a fig tree. Leseida Marocha Shnei in order to set aside to make the second Marocha, which that they would burn the Ketoros on. Rashi says Eitzim, which is Eitzim Marocha Gedoy Lohoyu. Misadrin Marocha Ketana. On the side of the big Marocha, they would make a small Marocha. Lita Rimenu Gecholim, to take from there some coals, La'achta Sa Mizbech HaPanimi. That from there they would take some coals, and bring it into the Mizbech HaPanim, Shloi Shekabin, every morning and every evening, La'achta Aleo, to burn the Ketoros. So that's what they used to do. They used to set aside this wood from the fig, from the fig tree, to make the Marocha Shnei Shekotoros, Kineged, which was on the side, Karen Marovet Remus, it was on the side of the west-south corner. Moshech Min HaKeren, Kal Feit Tzofen, Arba Amis, it was 4 Amis towards the north side. V'yoymeid Chomis Soyin Kicholim. Well, they took enough wood that they should be able to get out of here 5 Soyim worth of coals. So that's how much wood they took. That's called V'yoymeid Chomis Soyin Kicholim. Over Shabbos, and they came out on Shabbos, V'yoymeid Shemoyne Soyin Kicholim. In order to take 8 soyim full of coals out of this Marocha. Shesham hoyu noisnin, shnei bezichel levoinish lechem aponim. Because on Shabbos they also used to have to burn the shnei bezichem of the levoina from the lechem aponim. That's why they need a little bit more coals on Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks, oh my simna, what's this simon? How come we know this is the place where to make this Marocha shnia that we learned before? It just says it's supposed to be on the Marav side. How do we know to make on the Kerem HaRov HaJeremis of 4 Amis towards the north? So my answer is Rabbi Yossi, because it goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The time you learned, Rabbi Yossi used to say, Zeh simin. This is the simin. The kolanita b'fnim. L'nosim b'chutz. L'nosim ela b'samach. Anything that's taken for the purpose of the pnim to put on the outside, you only do it in ela samach, near where you want to use it. Rashi says, Zeh simin b'yuchud. The simin in your hands. That kolanita b'fnim. Anything that's taken for the purpose of the pnim. L'nosim b'chutz. Kamefosh ma'ininu. Like what is taken from the inside to put on the outside. So such a thing like that, as soon as you what it is, a nesn el b'samach, shein lefnim, a nitnan b'chut, you only put on the outside, that is b'chut chitzayin, el b'samach atzad p'nim, it has to still be a little bit towards the p'nim, shein b'mizbech achitzayin, mokam asam lefnim, yesu menu, should be the closest place on the mizbech achitzayin, towards the p'nim, since you're taking something out of the p'nim, to be used for the mizbech achitzayin, it should be close to the p'nim. That's the solution there. Kol hanuta b'fnim. This is taken off the mizbech ha'pnim. L'nosim b'chutz supposed to be put on the mizbech ha'chitzayin is the l'nosim ela b'samach. You only put it on the mizbech ha'chitzayin next to the pnim. She'en l'fnim, that nothing is closer than that. And the opposite way, kol hanuta b'chutz, anything is taken off the mizbech ha'chitzayin. L'nosim l'fnim, that's supposed to be put inside to the mizbech ha'pnim. And the nitin ele b'samach shein lefnim, you only take it in it ele b'samach plus something that's close, the closest part of the zberchitzayin to the pnim. These are the two halachas. Now we'll explain. Smol says, "My niyu, what are these cases?" The first case was you kol hanita b'fnim the nosim b'chutz, something that's taken out from the inside to be used for the outside. So my name, what is it? What's taken out from the inside to be used for the outside? Elon, if you want to tell me shirayim means leftover dam. So if you want to say means the shirayim, the dam of the korban apnim, which is supposed to put on the outside mizbeach, for the more of a hedik sibbut, that's silly over there. Are you said mizbeach oila? Asher pesach oila mayit? It says clearly, he's supposed to put it on the side that's pesach oila mayit. So he has to put it clearly on the side that's facing towards the pnim. So it says clearly, Hashem, the nisnim be yisad, shek neged ha-pesach, the sivi shofar, the shem zbech ha-olam, Hashem pesach, it's the only dislimur over here. The sivit, secondly, kol ha-nito ba-chutz, the nosim b'fnim ma-niyu. What does it mean to say the opposite way? Something you take with him is ve'ech ha-chitzayim to be put on the inside. Learn if you want to tell me g'cholim, shiyom ha-kipurim, it means the coals that you're going to use to burn the ketoros on Yom Kippur. Again, the Hedik Sibur says clearly in the Pasuk of this. That's it says clearly, V'lokach molei hamachta gach layesh. It says clearly, take a handful, take a shovelful of the Gecholim. So Rashi says, then, Mifnei Hashem, it's at the end of the Pasuk. Da'inu, it's out to him. So that's it says clearly over there. So what do you need this limit over here, and the mission over here? Ela rather means like this. Ela kol ha-nitol b'fnim limos in b'chutz. Something that's taken from the pnim to be used on the outside. Meaning the shnei b'zichim levoina shalechem ha-ponim. The two b'zichim that was on top of the shulchan, that lechem ha-ponim. The gemiri that we learned, the gemiri mishurayim. We learned that from the mishurayim. That the place where to burn the shnei b'zichim is on the mizbech ha-chitzayim. So they would take something out of the pnim to put on the mizbech ha-chitzayin. That's called kolanita b'fnim l'nosim b'chutz. That's the shnei b'zich l'vayim shalechem ha-ponim. The what? The gemir mishirayim run out from shirayim. Ha-nito b'chutz. Yeah. So now this Rabbi Yossi is teaching us that you learn that from the shirayim. Just like the shirayim is put on Pesach or Moed, the same thing, the Shnei B'zich also should be burned on the side closer to the Pesach, on the side closer to the Pnim. Now, what's the other case? Ha-nito b'chutz, the Nosim b'fnim, what's called something taken out from the outside Mizbech, to be put into the inside Mizbech? Ki'cholim b'chol yom v'yoyma, the coal that you use every single day to burn the Ketoros every day, the Gomron, me'gicholim shem ha-kipurim. We learn out these coals every day from the coals that are used on Kippur, on Yom Kippurim, and they were supposed to be done Pesach Ol Moed. Now the question is, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? He holds Kula Mizbech Padon Koi, that the whole Mizbech is on the dome side of the Yazara. If so, Esrim Visheva Boyle Misli should have it after 27, should have to put it. Those 27 amuses should be away from the north side. So it's like this, Rashi explains, that if you tell me the whole Mizbech was on the dome side of the Azorah, then the Maisa, the Pesach of the Azorah, the Pesach of the Hechol, was 10 amus. That's Mamash right smack in the Azorah. So now, it comes out that out of those 10 amus, 5 amus was on Tzofen side, and 5 amus was on dome side. So if the whole Mizbech was on dome side, so the first 5 amus of the Mizbeach, that's still considered Pesach or Yom Moed. So now, the Mizbech itself was 32 amos long. So now only the first 5 amos is kosher. So therefore, it really should be Moshach 27 amos from the other side to get towards the dome side. In other words, if you want to be put on Pesach or Yom Moed, it has to be only the most 5 amos away from the north side of the Mizbech. Is that whole Marovish Jeremis, the whole dome side, only the first 5 amos of it is connected to Pesach HaMoed. More than that is not called Pesach HaMoed anymore. So what do you say, as long as it's moved away, 4 amos is enough? It has to be moved away 27 amos from the opposite side of the dome side. In order that it should only be on those 5 amos, which is Pesach HaMoed. Vinamik 7, even if you tell me that Kedushas Heichel, the Ulam Chodi, they tell me the Kedushas Heichel and the Ulam have the same Kedusha. So the Ulam was 20 Amos wide. So Esther and Batati Boy, if it's 20 Amos, so you have 10 Amos of the Mizbeach, which is still called Pesach the Ulam. And so true, the first 10 Amos is good, but the next 22 is no good. And the Zech itself was 32 wide. So only 10 Amos was good. So still it should have been 22 amos away from the opposite side of the Mizbeach. Why? So it only said it has to be Moshach 4 amos. Yetati boy maisi. Vik, so if you tell me, Chetzi of Bitzofen, for Chetzi of Bidorin, that he holds, Rabbi Yossi holds, that half of the Mizbeach was on the Tzofen side of the Azorah, and only the other half was on the Dorin side, so if so, still, Chad Sari, boy Lemisi, it should have been 11 amos away. Even if you want to tell me only half of the Mizbeach was on the dome side, so half of that, half of 32 is 16, so out of that 16, and now half of it is 5 amos more, so that's 5 minus 16 is 11, so it should have been 11 amos away from the dome side to be considered Pesach HaMoed. So what's going on? How come he says it only has to be Moshach 4 amos? So it says, the yellow Kesavim maybe holds altogether. He holds that half of the Mizbeach was on Tzofen, and also he holds that Kedushas Heichel Ulam Chodim Ilsa, that the Kedushas Ulam is also like the Kedushas Heichel. So again, the Ulam was 20 amos wide. So now you have 10 amos on the left side of the Mizbeach. So half of the Mizbeach was on Tzofen side. Now the other half that was on Dome side, 10 amos of that is also still considered Pesach HaMoed. If so, shis boy lemisi. If so, then you have 6 left over, like half of 32 is 16. So on the left side of the Mizbeach, those 16 amis, 10 amis of it was like a Pesach HaMoed, but 6 was not. So still a kasha. Why does it only say that's 3 Moshach, 4 amis? It should have been Moshach, 6 amis away from the dorm side, in order to make it connected Pesach HaMoed. El Olav isn't the pshat from the Yesi Olav Mishum Niksovar Kula Mizbech Bitzofen Koi. As a pshat from the Yesi that he holds, the whole Mizbech really was on the Tzofen side of the Azorah. If so, why Bechlau do you have to move away then Daud Amos? What does he say to be Moshach Daud Amos from the Dorim? So, Kula Mizbech Bitzofen Koi. V'ana Yab Amos, Amo Yisoid, V'yamas Soid, it means one Amo of the Yisoid. And another that the Seiviv goes around. The Yama Mokum Kronos, and one Amma the Mokum the Kern, it's no good. The Yama Mokum Ragla Kanim, and another Amma where the Kanim used to walk around. The Chimaskul Kamei Tfei Suleka Pesach. Because if you move away more than this, then you won't be near the Pesach. There's a goy now that the whole Mizbeach was on the Tzofen side of the Azara. So it comes out now, you only have the first five Hamas from the Tzofen, which is still called Pesach HaYomayit. So if you only have those first five Hamas, you have to try and put the Merocha there. So the first four Hamas you can't because it's taken up here. So the next Amma, at least one Amma of the Merocha, should be opposite the Pesach HaYomayit. So that's the Cheshbon where you have to move away four Amas from the Keren. In order you should have to start making the Merocha that should be opposite the Pesach HaYomayit. Omer Rav Ada Bar Ava, Homani Rav Yehuda, who's the goal according to Rav Yehuda? Tetani, we learned Rav Yehuda, Omer, Mizbeach, Memutza V'yomid, B'yemtzo Azara. There could be no, he learns Pshat, his goal is according to Rav Yehuda. And Rashi says, the Olam, Leitedik, Menele Rav Yehuda, B'tzofen, Koi, you have no proof that his goal is according to Rav Yehuda, me to say that the home is on the Tzofen side. El Arada Rav Yehuda, T'yom Achetziv, B'tzofen, V'chetziv, B'doran. That could be half of the Mizbeach was half and half. Could be goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oymer. Mizbeach, Memutza V'yomid, B'yemtza Azoro, U'shloishu M'shtayim Amos Hoyuloi. It was 32 Amos wide in Mizbeach. Esther Amos connected Pisco Shleichel. 10 Amos was exactly the middle of the 10, the middle 10 Amos was exactly opposite the Pesach of the Eichel. Achaz Asor Amos Mikan, the Achaz Asor Amos Mikan, there were 11 Amos on one side, and 11 Amos on the other side. Nimtza Mizbech Mechuf and Keneger Eichel. That the Mizbech was exactly opposite Eichel. So Mar says, so what? Save self of Yud, even according to Yudra. Chad, sorry, boy, and Lemaisi. Listen, 11 Amos, it should be away. So why does it say it's only away 4 Amos? Should have been away 11 Amos. Vik, Sava, Kedusha, Sech, Abul, and Chodim, Ilsi. It's one thing. Again, Shish, Bolim, it should have said 6 Amos away. Mi Sava, Taino, Arbamis. Badi Ami Yisoid V'Yama Seivev. Our Bamas, what he meant to say was Bam Yami Yisoid V'Yama Seivev. He meant to say four Amas, excluding the one Amma of the Yisoid and one Amma of the Seivev. So it comes out to be 6 Amas away. Zef was very good. That's considered Pesach HaYomayit. You have 6 Amas away because the Maisa, half of it, as the Pesach itself was 5 was 10 Amas away. So you have 6 left over, because the 16, half of the Mizbeach is 16, and 10 of it was Pesach HaYomayit, so really should be 6 away from the end. So that's why it says 4, really means 6, it's just 4 excluding the Yisoid and the Amma of the Seiviv. So therefore, the Mosef still, the Nikma Kreb Yaisi Uve Mutza, let's say those according to Yisoid, maybe also holds half of the Mizbeach is on the Tzofen, and here from the Durham, Mishun Rabbi Yehuda Shemana Le Mamunta Bedja. Because we heard clearly that that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We didn't hear clearly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Therefore, it says his price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly that the Mizbeach was right smack in the middle of the Azor. Now the Mos says Rav Shavi Omar Shavi says another Teretz that Hamani Rabbi Yehuda Haglilihi. I tell that his price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Haglili. So actually, it says like this. The Dawud Amos to Ketroni Behadi Yamo Yisoid V'Yam Seiviv. It could be that it says you have to go away for Amos. That's including the Yam of the Yisoid and the Yam of the Seiviv. And it can be Medayik from here. Like we learned before that the Mizbeach is B'tzofen Koi. The whole Mizbeach is on the Tzofen side. But a meal... You don't hear clearly what he holds. Therefore... Maybe the price goes according to Yehuda, like we said before, and not according to Rabbi Yosi. So the kids of Shavi is answering Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. That the price attacking Masech the Tomid, the Mishnah Masech the Tomid holds that the whole Mizbeach was on the Tzofen side. That goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi Shita, but not according to the Stam Rabbi Yosi, which is Rabbi Yosi Bechalafta. What's the raya? The time we learned Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi Omer Mitorch Shemem. It's the part that says. From a fat or a fat kiyo. Ben Ayamayid is supposed to put the kiyo between the Ayamayid, Rashi says, Ben Ayamayid. Because the one person says the kiyo is between the Ayamayid and the Mizbeach. And another person says, the grandmother person says,